CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Negotiators from the Chinese mainland and Taiwan have signed a major service trade agreement in Shanghai. The move is expected to further strengthen economic ties across the Taiwan Straits. Chen Deming, mainland chief negotiator on cross-straits ties, says the signing of the agreement is imperative. His counterpart from Taiwan, Lin Joinsan, says the agreement will optimize the investment and trade environment in both Taiwan and the Chinese mainland. The service trade agreement is one of the follow-up agreements to the Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement, or ECFA, a more comprehensive cross-straits economic pact signed in 2010. Chinese Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng says China and the EU both hope to solve an ongoing trade dispute involving photovoltaic products through price-undertaking talks. The China-EU Trade and Economic Joint Committee has held a session in Beijing to discuss issues concerning bilateral trade and economic cooperation, including the photovoltaic issues. Gao Hucheng told reporters that China and the EU have been in close communication regarding issues related to the photovoltaic trade dispute. Technical-level discussions have been positive and constructive. China has urged the EU to keep overall China-EU cooperation in mind and take a pragmatic attitude. China says the Philippine seizure of Ren Ai Reef in the South China Sea is unacceptable. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says China's determination to safeguard its sovereignty is unswerving. The comments come following reports saying the Philippines has deployed a fresh batch of marines and supplies to Ren Ai Reef. China says the world should strengthen coordination to prevent a global overflow of liquidity and oppose all forms of protectionism amid the fragile economic recovery. In a keynote address to the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli said more cooperation and joint efforts are needed for the world economy to return on a fast track of recovery. This is CRI News. South Korea's chief nuclear negotiator, Cho Tae-yong, is now in Beijing to hold talks with his Chinese counterpart, Wu Dawei. Cho has just concluded his meetings with his U.S. and Japanese counterparts in Washington. Cho's visit to China coincides with that of his North Korean counterpart, Kim Gi-gwan. The North Korean envoy says his country is ready to join in any form of talks to ease the tension on the peninsula, including the six-party denuclearization talks. The official toll from the flash flood in the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand has risen to 550, and over 50,000 people are stranded. Floods and landslides, triggered by heavy rainfall, hit northern India Sunday, with Uttarakhand being the worst affected state, where hundreds of buildings were washed away, and those killed included local residents as well as pilgrims visiting the state. A government official says the death toll could rise further, though rains have stopped in the state, famous for its several pilgrimage spots. The Indian military has been continuing its rescue operations. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended Midwinter Festival greetings to Chinese and other nation scientists and engineers working in the South Pole region. Xi Jinping said Antarctica is no longer a mysterious region isolated from human civilization, and exploration of the area will play an important role in dealing with global climate change and promoting sustainable development of human society. He said scientists of many nationalities have made fruitful achievements in Antarctic scientific expeditions. He hoped they can increase exchanges and cooperation in order to make new contributions to humanity's peaceful use of the land. Lightning has triggered an explosion at a fireworks plant in East China's Jiangxi province, killing 3 people and injuring 45 others. 6 of the injured are in critical condition. Gasoline and diesel prices in China increase from today. The retail prices of gasoline were raised by 100 yuan per ton and diesel by 95 yuan per ton. That is 0.07 yuan per liter for gasoline and 0.08 yuan per liter for diesel. China will launch a 6-month nationwide campaign to combat smuggling. The campaign will primarily target the smuggling of hot commodities and activities in major areas. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.